belong to the household of faith. Amen. I'm glad that we have faith today to believe God for His promises and to trust God even in our difficulties, in our trials, when God doesn't answer prayer the way we want Him to answer, that we still have faith in God. Amen. That we will still not deny the Lord. Amen. Because we know that He knows better than we know. And He gives perfect gifts. Amen. Even sometimes what we consider to be a ignoring of our request is really not ignoring our request. But God knows and God understands all things better than we know them. And He sees the end from the beginning. We don't know how this thing is going to end up. But I know one thing, if we'll stay on the Lord's side,
yeah.
Amen, that it'll end up in victory and not defeat. It will end in rejoicing, amen, and not sorrow. He's going to take away our sorrow and our tears and our pain if we'll just trust Him. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles today, we want you to turn to the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 21 through verses 29. Matthew 7 and verses 21 through verse 29. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, or you who work iniquity. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Lord Jesus, we pray today, Lord, that you would always be the object of our faith. God, through every storm and through every trial, through every test, God, that our faith would remain firm, built upon the foundation of your word and your promises. God, let us not waver. Lord, let us not trust to our own understanding. Let us not seek our own way, but Lord, let us seek you that we might continue in the way. We will love you and give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone says, amen. You may be seated today. I'm going to preach to you on the object of our faith. You know, faith is something the Bible says to whom every man has been given a measure. That faith is not something that is hard to find. Faith is not something that is so elusive that we cannot exercise faith. You exercise faith in a measure every day that you get up out of bed. And every day that you get in your automobile or your carriage or whatever your conveyance is to begin your day, that you must have a measure of faith. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We all hope for things that we do not see and that we do not even see possible in our lives, do we not? Everything in life is not just handed to us on a tray and to be indulged by us and to be enjoyed by our senses, but God provides for our needs according to His riches in glory. Faith is a very necessary. In fact, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Then why pray for faith? If everyone has been dealt a measure of faith, that means everybody's got some faith. Then why pray for faith? Because there are measures and degrees of faith. Amen. The Bible even talks about the gift of faith, which is a special endowment of faith that is given by the Holy Spirit. It's not given to every man, but God gives severally of the gifts as He wills. And so God uses men and God uses women in the body in different ways in order to accomplish His purpose. It's not about our purpose or about our will. It's about His will. It's about exalting His name. That Jesus Christ should always be the object of our faith. Sometimes that the object of our faith is not Jesus Christ at all. There's difference in having faith in God and having faith in faith. Some of us have faith in the government. I don't know who you are, but there may be some here that have faith in the government. We have put our faith in different things, but not all faith is equal. Not all faith is pleasing to God. But there is a faith that transcends natural law. There is a faith, amen, that removes barriers. There is a faith, amen, that goes beyond our finite understanding and ability. And that is the faith to embrace, amen, the will and the purpose of God for our life. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, the very fact that they have acknowledged Him to be the Lord, amen, requires faith. Amen. They're acknowledging that He is Lord of Lords, that He is God, that He is who He says that He is. Amen. But the Bible says not everyone, in fact Jesus said not everyone that acknowledges who I am is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Even the devils believe in one God and tremble. I thank God, amen, that I believe in God. I thank God, amen, that I believe in His Word. Amen. But it takes more than just believing in God. It takes more, amen, in just believing that this is the Word of God, amen, to please God. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, if we are hearers of the Word and we're not doers of the Word, that we deceive ourselves. We're like a man that looketh in a natural man that looketh in a mirror and sees what manner of a man that he is and straightway forgetteth and goes his way. Amen. We cannot just have faith, amen, in God or have faith that this is the Word of God. But we've got to have faith in the promises of God. We've got to walk in the purpose and the will of Almighty God if we are going to be approved of Him and enter into His kingdom. Amen. The Bible says that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. There's a lot of people that believe in God. I dare say if we took a survey in America today that there are more people that believe in God that do not believe in God. Amen. But that doesn't mean that there are more people in America that are saved than are not saved. Amen. It doesn't mean that America is even a Christian nation. Just because people believe in God. Amen. If we had a convention of devils, I guarantee you that there would be more in that congregation that believed in God that didn't. Amen. Jesus said it's going to take more than just a profession of faith. I never read anywhere in my Bible that just merely professing faith in God is going to gain one an entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Brother Grissom said today, amen, Peter didn't say, amen, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, or profess Jesus Christ your personal Savior and you can be saved. He didn't say that or make any such statements, amen, that would cause people to believe that they were all right by just simply making a profession of faith. These people that Jesus were talking about were professing faith in Him. They were saying, Lord, Lord. Every one of them professed an active faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But their faith was empty faith. Amen. Because the object of their faith was not pleasing God. Amen. If there's anything that we desire more than pleasing God, amen, then we have got the cart before the horse. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. We don't, amen, we don't follow Jesus for the loaves and the fishes. We don't follow the Lord for what He can do for us. Amen. Some people get mad at God because God, amen, doesn't meet all of their expectations. God doesn't like me. God hasn't met all of my desires. Well, honey, join the rest of us. Amen. There's a lot of things that if I had my way about it, amen, things would be a lot different. But it's not meant to be because I'm not God and I don't deserve anything. Amen. I don't even deserve the things that I have. Amen. But I'm thankful that even the dogs receive the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Hallelujah. Sometimes people think that when they become a Christian, amen, that everything is supposed to go their way. You're not supposed to have any problems. You're not supposed to have any troubles and no temptations if you're a child of God. You're not supposed to, amen, have to struggle if you're one of His children. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that there was a wise man and there was a foolish man. Amen. And do you know there's something about these two individuals, amen, that it is very hard to understand. That's phenomenal in a way. These two individuals faced great trials of their faith. As a Christian, we are going to be tried and we're going to be tested. The rains descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat on both of those houses. Yep. Right. To the wise and to the foolish. Right. To that one that had put his trust in God and to that one that had not put his trust in God. Yep. Right. I want you to know the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Amen. There is no difference. Amen. In the wind and the rain and the storm. It doesn't matter whether you live in a fine brick home or if you live in a shack. Amen. When it rains, it just rains. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're in this world, but we don't have to be of this world. Amen. We may be tempted and we may be tried. Amen. But we don't have to give in to temptation. Amen. We don't have to fear and fret for our lives. Because my Bible says, amen, that He has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. We live in a world that is a fearful world, where men's hearts are failing them for fear. And there are terrible things that are coming upon this world. But God has not given His children fear, but He's given us power and love and a sound mind. Amen. That we should trust and believe in the promises of God. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. We have no fear because the object of our faith is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank God for perfect love. He loved us with a perfect love. Amen. Thank God that I know that He loves me. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Amen. The Bible says that love casteth out fear. Amen. Not so much my love, but His love. Because He loves with a perfect love. I wish I could love perfectly. But I assure you, my wife can tell you that I don't. But the Bible does tell us to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And gave Himself for it. That's hard to do sometimes. Amen. It's hard to measure up to a perfect man. Amen. I don't know how it is being a perfect woman, but it's hard being a perfect man. Amen. If it was a perfect world, it might be easy, but it ain't easy. Amen. Because we live in an imperfect world, and I'm an imperfect individual, but I serve a God that loves me with a perfect love. And when I think about the love of God, there's no fear, amen, of danger. I don't allow myself to fret over things that are not in my power. Amen. When it rains, Brother Jason, amen, I'm not afraid. When I hear the wind blowing and buffeting against my house, amen, I can take courage in knowing that my house is built upon a solid foundation. And when the rains come and the winds blow, my house is still going to be standing, because He said, upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. We have got to make Jesus Christ the object of our faith. We make anything else the object of our faith. Amen. We are not putting God first. Some people are more interested in what's in it for me. Amen. We pray our prayers. Amen. When we pray our prayers, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our attention should be focused on God. Yes. Amen. Many times our focus is on everything except God. Well, here I am, Lord. Lord, you know how much problems I'm having. Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it another week. Things the way they're going. I'm just hanging on. I'm just going to try to tie a knot and hang on as long as I can. Here I am, Lord. It's me. Here, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How many times do we pray, oh God, your will be done. Your kingdom be exalted. Do we seek His will? Are we being a soul winner? Are we telling people about Jesus Christ? Are we ministering to people that have need? If we would look around us, we would find out we're not the only ones that are struggling with life. We're not the only ones that are in the storm. We're not only ones that have the rain coming down and the wind blowing against our house, but we found a shelter from the storm. We found a place of refuge. We need, amen, to let others know that there is a God in heaven that is a refuge from despair. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. That we ought to be rejoicing instead of whining. Amen. Israel ate angel food, and that's my favorite cake. Amen. They ate angel food, and manna fell down from heaven, and all they could do was murmur and complain, is mad because they didn't have any meat to eat. Grumbling, wishing that they were back in Egypt eating leeks and garlic. Amen. They just forgot of how cruel slavery was. How soon we forget where God has brought us from. When we consider where God found me, amen, and where He found you, and where we are today, we don't have any reason, we don't have any room, amen, to accuse God, but we need to lift up our voices and rejoice and thank God for our deliverance. He ought to be the object of our faith. I'm not afraid of the giants. I'm not afraid of the chariots. I'm not afraid of the walled cities, because God has already promised me the land. God has already promised me victory. Amen. To bring me to a land that floweth with milk and honey. Hallelujah. But all Israel could see was the barren desert. Amen. The acacia bushes, the thorns and the rocks and the fiery serpents, and no water. Amen. And every day, this manna that came down from heaven upon the ground, they could not see beyond their present circumstances, amen, to the promise, amen, that God was leading them into. God did not bring Israel into the wilderness for Israel to perish, but God led Israel out of bondage so that Israel could inherit the promises and the blessings of Almighty God, so they could drink from wells of water that they did not dig, and eat from the vineyards that they did not plant, and dwell in great walled cities that they did not build. Amen. But they could not see the promise, because they were so completely taken with the present situation that they were in. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," is going to enter into my kingdom. But he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. But we must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a reward. Amen. I'm like Paladin. Have gun, will travel. Amen. I'm a bounty hunter. I'm seeking every lost soul, amen, that hasn't found Jesus. I'm looking for somebody that needs some comfort and reassurance and faith today, amen, that they can put their trust in Almighty God. Hallelujah. I don't have, amen, much to offer as far as this world is concerned, but I want you to know I found a treasure. I found something, the pearl of great price, amen, that is my desire and the object of my love. Can you praise the Lord and worship Him today? I found something, amen. I would give everything away that I have in order, amen, to have the promises of God. It doesn't matter to me where I live or what I drive or what I wear, but one thing I desire, and that's that I might see Jesus and I might come to that place where He has told me that I shall go. Praise God, He has prepared a place for us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. Somehow Israel, amen, got their eyes off of the promise, and they got their eyes upon the trials of the way. Amen. We were not deceived when we started out in this way. Amen. The Bible says the way to eternal life is narrow and tribulous. Means it's a narrow road, and you better not travel too fast, or you will lose, amen, you will lose the way. It's a narrow way. It's a straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. How many have ever followed a pig trail in the woods? You better not get in too big a hurry or think you're going to make record time if you're following a trail. This is a narrow way and it's tribulous. There are vines. There are bushes. There are all kinds of obstacles, amen, that will get in your way. Amen. But the only way to discover the true beauty, amen, of the forest, amen, is to follow the trail that leads into the woods. I want you to know you will not discover the true beauty of East Texas by traveling down 69. It's a beautiful highway. But the only way to really discover the beauty of the forest is to put on your sneakers and strap on your canteen and start walking. I want you to know there are things in the spirit that God wants to allow you to see. He wants to allow you to enjoy that you're never going to experience on the Broadway. You're not going to find it on the interstate. Amen. The Bible says broad is the way. Amen. That leads to destruction. And many there be that go therein. Amen. I want you to know it's not the broad way. It's not the way that's popular. It's not the way, amen, that the masses have chosen to go. But if you're going to follow Jesus, amen, you're going to have to seek the will of the Father. He said not everyone is going to enter in to the kingdom, but those, amen, that are willing to do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. There are no freeways that lead to the New Jerusalem. You know, they say they don't know why Dallas ever got to be as big as it is. It's one of the largest inland cities in the world. Over 6.3 million people in the Metroplex. And they don't have a clue as to why it happened. It shouldn't have happened. It's on a stream that is not even navigable. Amen. In the truest sense of the word, that it's landlocked. It's far from the eastern seaboard. It's far from the great markets of California. It doesn't need to even be there, but it's there. Amen. John Neely Bryan built a log cabin there. And from that little beginning, we have Big D. Amen. Because of a vision and of a faith to believe in something that others said was impossible. I want you to know that the way to heaven is not going to be found on the way that seems plausible or reasonable. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. But those that find Jesus, amen, those that come to God aren't going to accidentally stumble on Him. And if you come to Jesus, you're going to come to Him on purpose. Hallelujah. The little town my dad grew up in, Aspermont, Texas, has about 893 people, if some of them hadn't died. Used to be over 1,000, but it's dwindling away. You don't just go through Aspermont on the way to somewhere else. If you go there, you're going there on purpose. And people are going to look at you kind of funny if that's your destination. Because there's just not much there. If you go there, you're going to go there on purpose. I want you to know something, that you're not going to accidentally stumble your way into the kingdom of heaven. But if you come to God, you're going to have to come on purpose. Amen. He's looking for those that are willing to go. Amen. It's for everyone that will, without price and without money. Ho, everyone that thirsteth and cometh and drink unto the waters that are free. They're the waters of eternal life. Hallelujah. And only the thirsty will come. Only those that desire Him are going to come. Amen. It's not for everybody. But He said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Yeah. Amen. The multitude that Jesus fed, amen, they hadn't just been to Old West. They hadn't just been, amen, to IHOP. Amen. They were hungry for the Word of God. They were sitting there, amen, listening to every word that He spoke with rapt attention. They were wishing to reach out and grasp a hold of the doctrine that He taught, because He didn't teach as others taught, but He taught as one having authority. I want you to know that the Word of God, amen, is with power and authority. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and they are life. They reckoned that they were not just hearing just any kind of a sermon. They weren't just hearing another teacher, but they were hearing words of eternal life that was able to set them free. That this is not just another denomination. This is not just another ordinary church. But this is the church of the living God, and the ground and the pillar of the truth. This, amen, is the power of the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. A stumbling stone, amen, to the Jews. Amen. But it is a place of refuge to those that will embrace Him. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Your name, cast out demons in Your name, and done many wonders in Your name? I want you to know that good works alone does not make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Amen. If the object of your faith is miracles, then you will get your miracles. If the object of your faith, amen, is worldly possessions, you may very well obtain worldly possessions. The only object of your faith is to win. Amen. You will eventually win, because winners never quit. Those that are persistent enough usually get what they want. Amen. It's not for those that are easily discouraged. Amen. If the object of your faith, amen, is to make a name for yourself, you will probably succeed in doing that. They cast out demons in His name. They prophesied in His name. If all you want to do is be a preacher, you can do that, because God, amen, can speak, amen, through a donkey. Saul, a man that was so full of the sin and of rebellion, that despised, amen, the word of the Lord and went against the word of the prophet. A man that was so possessed of evil spirits, amen, that he would have fits of rage where he would try to commit murder, even tried to kill his own son. God used him to preach His word, because the Bible says that the Spirit of God came upon him and Saul prophesied. Amen. They said, we've done many great works. If works is the object of your faith, then you may indeed find success. But it's not those that seek faith in itself. It's not those that that seek to be used in mighty works in itself that are going to please God. I thank God for miracles. I thank God for signs. I thank God for wonders. I thank God for those who want to achieve great things. But the greatest thing that we can ever do is to say that we have pleased God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God, and he was not. If we can just learn to walk with God. Amen. When all others are falling by the wayside, when 1,000 fall on your left hand and 10,000 on your right hand, that you just maintain, amen, your walk with God. Amen. It's not dependent. Our pleasing God is not dependent, amen, upon our good works. Amen. Discipleship demands obedience. I thank God for faith, but faith alone, amen, is insufficient by itself. The Bible says faith without works is dead. Amen. If Jesus Christ is the object of our faith, amen, then we're going to do everything we can to please Him. Right. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We see the man that has good works, and he recognizes who the Lord is, but he is self-righteous. He thinks that he will be saved by his own personal goodness. That simply observing the letter of the law will suffice without embracing the spirit of the law. If you, amen, stand up, amen, when you ought to be sitting down, and you sit down when you ought to be standing up, amen, you may do all the things that you think that you ought to be doing, but you're doing them at all the wrong times. Little boy kept standing up in church, and his mom kept telling him to sit down. And he'd keep standing up. And she kept making him sit down. Finally, she took him outside, and she took him, amen, to the woodshed, so to speak. And they came back and sat down in church. And he sat down beside her. And he tapped his mama on the shoulder, and she looked down at him because he was sitting there so prim and pristine. Amen. Just an obedient little son. Doing everything that good obedient child should do. And he said to his mother, he said, "It may look like I'm sitting down," but he said inside, he said, "I'm still standing up." There's a lot of people, amen, that it may look like they're sitting down, but inside they're still standing up. It's not the outward trappings of religion that are going to save you, but it's your personal walk with God. It's where you live when nobody's watching. It's what you're doing when nobody will ever know. Amen. Who you are is what matters. Your reputation doesn't matter, but your character does. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. It's not all about the outward. It's about the inward. They did all the things that they were expected to do. But he said that I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You who practice lawlessness. Because they would be subject to no authority. I want you to know that if you have a stiff-necked will, that you're going to do what you want to do no matter what God wants you to do, amen, you're not going to please the Lord. Amen, you can look the part. You can go to church on Sunday. You can pay your tithes and give your offerings. But if you don't respect the authority of the Word of God, if you're rebellious against those whom God has placed in leadership in your life, amen, you're not just rebelling against man, you're rebelling against God. Amen. Jesus told the disciples, when they reject you, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Because the word that you deliver is not your word, it's my word. Now, you don't have to think about, you don't have to obey anything I tell you to do. But if I tell you the Word of God, and you ignore the word of God, woe be unto you. I've delivered my soul. If I've told you, if I warned you that your blood's not on my hands, if I've delivered to you the word of God. Amen. As ministers of God, we're the watchmen on the wall. Amen. We do not bear the sword in vain. Hallelujah. The object of your faith and the desire of your heart is anything but pleasing God. Amen. Your faith is misguided. You can have all the faith in the world and be just as lost. Because the very thing that can save you can deceive you. There are people that believe they're saved that are lost. Because the Bible says if you don't love the truth, you'll believe a lie and be damned. There are a lot of people that think they're on the way to heaven. Amen. That have never stopped to read the signs on the road. You ever traveled very much? And you better pay attention, because just because you're on Route 69 doesn't mean that there might veer to the right or veer to the left. Amen. When you stay on the way that leads to God, amen, you better pay attention. Amen. Because when the cloud moves, you've got to move. When the cloud stops, you've got to stop. You look at the wilderness travelings of Israel. If they had went the most direct route from Egypt to the promised land, how many days was it? Yeah, a week or two, 12 days, something like that. Depends on how fast you travel. How long did it take Israel to get to the promised land? 40 years. I used to have a car like that. Took them 40 years. And they had their traveling shoes on. Amen. You need to pay attention to what's going on around you. There are a lot of people in this world today that are ignoring the signs of the times. The signs of the times tell me that Jesus is coming again. That we're living in the day, amen, where the Lord is coming back for a people that's looking for His appearing. I'm looking for the Lord to come. He's the object of my faith. If the object of your faith is to retire and settle down on the lake, you might, amen, you might get there. And then you might not. If the object of your faith is to become a millionaire, if you're persistent enough, you will probably make it. Although I don't know about this economy or not. Might have to go to work for the government. AIG might have a few positions left. But if you want to make it to heaven, you're not going to be disappointed. I can guarantee. I can promise you that you will achieve your goal if you will keep Jesus as the object of your faith. Oh, hallelujah! He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Oh, hallelujah, there's a place called heaven. Amen. It's built upon solid foundations. In fact, the Bible says that the 12 foundations of the New Jerusalem are 12 jewels of precious stones. There are 12 gates. into the city. I read one commentary that said each pearl was probably at least a mile in width or diameter, because the city is 1,500 miles square and there's only three gates on each side. Kind of a narrow gate for such a wide city. But he said it would be a narrow way. But there's going to be a multitude that's there, because the object of their faith is not the world. The object of their faith is not wealth. The object of their faith is not education. The object of their faith is not success by the world's standards. But the object of their faith is that they might do the will of the Father which is in heaven. I want him to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Would you stand today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Let's worship God today. Hallelujah. He's our Lord. He's our God. He's our Savior. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.